This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, right now on the island, warming up during the night, not too bad. Feels like a heat wave coming. 43 degrees on the island, feels like 38 this morning. Winds are north-northeast. They'll be shifting to the east-southeast about 10 to 15 today with sunny skies and a high of 51. And then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy. And still going to be kind of cool. Low of 47, south-southeast 10 to 15 for tomorrow. Mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day with a high of around 60. And southeast winds 15 to 25. So breeze is going to pick up out of the southeast. And that should make it kind of cool. Looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore is showing a north-northwest wind at 20 to 25. Air temps 48, water temperature 53.8. Galveston Channel, it's 44 degrees there this morning, 49-degree water, north wind 7 to 10. And Eagle Point, it's 44 degrees with 43-degree water, northwest 7 to 13. And Morgan's Point, water temp 48, air temperature 42, north-northwest 13 to 14 miles per hour. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a low coming up at 6:18 a.m. It's a negative 0.6, and a high this evening at 3:47 p.m., a 1.0. 7:12 a.m. at sunrise, 5:51 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase, we're at about a third moon right now, 32%. And the Galveston Railroad Bridge this morning is showing that it's right at 44 degrees with 44-degree water. So water temp still under 45. And it should drop a little bit with that outgoing tide, but come back, maybe get a little higher with an incoming. So that's where we're at. All right, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area, check in with Hammer this morning, see if he survived the snowstorm, see what he's up to. Hammer, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, Captain Mickey. Yeah, we survived it. We survived it. And tell me, did your grandson have a good time?
Oh, yeah. The dogs, the grandbabies, everybody went crazy in the snow. I had a blast.
Yeah, that was something else, man. I don't know, an inch and a half, pretty good dusting down here.
Yeah, we had a little more than you guys for whatever reason, but it was nice. It was pretty. It's all gone now. Good riddance.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can have it. You can keep it. Man, I shoveled, went down and got my panhead shovel out and had to clean this. Because to get down this cabin, we had a sheet of sleet come through. I guess rain came through, then sleet, and then the snow. But everything had a good thick coat of ice on it.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, buddy. It was
rock salt. And, you know, I did all my rock salt the day before, knowing that it would be frozen the next morning.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, that's. I know, and I should have did my steps like that too. I didn't fall, but I was sure slow going up,
man,
and down.
You got to be careful.
Lord have mercy, that was slick. Nasty. They can keep all that stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm not fond of it myself. It's pretty, but that's all it is.
Our little cabin was 60 degrees when I woke up Tuesday morning in here, and that's with the heater going full blast.
Wow.
after. It had it nice. You know, it's, I told you, it's an old cabin. 60 degrees. So I lit the oven, and I had it warmed up by daylight. But Lord have mercy with chilly in here. Oh, anyway, man, we got through that, man. And hopefully and pray that no fish kills. I hadn't heard anything, and I hope you haven't either.
No, I hadn't heard much. I've heard of a few in Port O'Connor area, a few in Matagorda, and nothing from up here yet. I'm sure there's a little bit, but, I mean, that's just normal. I don't think it's going to be anything major. We don't know yet. It's a little early.
A little early. Well, that was something else, buddy. I said we got an inch and a half, but it was piled up. It was piled up on Surfside Bridge until yesterday afternoon. It was still melting. Mm-hmm. But we got a pretty good coat of it down here. I don't know really how much. To me, it looked like 4 inches, but I doubt if it was that much. It was
over my way, it was about 5 inches.
Holy moly.
And the farther east did have you went, time. The more it got. You know, look at New Orleans. They had like 10 or 11 inches over in Louisiana.
Isn't that something?
Down pretty good, man.
Well, we started out the week the right way with a new president anyway. And that's hopefully this world gets turned around and we get headed in the right direction. Everybody comes out good on this deal. But I'm going to get out and go with my nephew tomorrow morning and see what we can find. I'm not mad at the fish. We don't. You know, if I catch them, fine. If I don't, I'm fine. So he just wants to go, and I want to go and get out of the house and go out and look around, see what it is. I was reading, you know, I haven't been on the water, but I know the up in the channel, up in the harbor, it was 41, 42 degrees the last time I checked.
Water temperature?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, water temperature was right around 42 degrees, but that's in the harbor, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the bay got, but anyway, you know, crossing our fingers, buddy. Nothing happens.
Yeah, there's different readings all over the place. You know, the monitors that are closer to the deeper water, you know, are naturally going to read higher, but they still got down in the low 40s. That's pretty cold for being right next to a deep channel like that. And you could watch Tuesday them during morning. The night. I mean, I didn't have anything to do, and I was just stir crazy. I was up late at night and early in the morning. But you could watch these water temperatures. When that tide comes in, they would come up about 3 degrees because, you know, the warmer Gulf water. And then the outgoing tides when you had the lowest temperatures, you know, once the tide fell out, bringing all the cold water from everywhere else in the bay, you know.
Well, it was Tuesday morning, I guess, when it was 29 degrees. Wednesday morning was 27 degrees.
Yeah.
And to be down here and at the beach, that's cold.
Yeah, it is.
It's cold anywhere.
It's cold anywhere. But,
snow, sleet, wind, was that some wind? Now, that's what I would love to have in my weather machine. It probably would have blown it off the post, but I don't have any. All I know, it was a freight train coming through here all night long, but that one was howling.
It honked.
I mean, it was honking. But we're going through a little drying out area. Yesterday, the road started drying out. Like I said, there was still snow piled on the side of the bridges, on the big bridge. It goes
on the shady sides, especially.
On the shady side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still had a pile of it. But, no, people were out and about finally, and looked like it's getting back to normal. Thank goodness, man. Rain's enough, mud's enough. We had enough for that this year, and then we get a snow of all things.
Well, we're gonna get some rain this weekend. Sunday's big chance. So now it's gonna warm up, start raining a little bit. They're even calling for thunderstorms.
Yeah, I've seen that 2 or 3 days in the forecast this week. Right, and then next week's going to start warming up again, too. So, I don't know. You know, it's amazing that people aren't getting sick all over the place with it hot and cold. And that's just the way our weather is. We don't have much of a winter.
No.
Anyway, what we have is too much for me.
Low-man winter showed up this year. He made an appearance. Again. And it's not over. We got February, you know, and sometimes it can be worse.
Oh, I know. Oh, rodeo season never fails.
trail riders
close to the rodeo, and here comes the weather.
That would have been cool to have, you know, that snow hold off and do it during the trail rides. That would look cool, all those horses walking through the snow.
Oh,
cold
yeah.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Well, bait camps, I've seen a couple of doors closed. They didn't even open up the last few days. Yesterday there was one open in the afternoon. I seen a flag flying. They had some shrimp and some mud minnows, and I didn't see many other flags flying anywhere else. But if you're a bait fisherman coming down here, you might be able to get some shrimp. It's this time of year, not too many people are going after them. They're not chasing them. I don't know. I'm ready to get outside and do something, and it's just soggy and wet and just
you
mushy.
A lot of folks.
Muddy and, oh, I know. I'm ready to get some vitamin D, bud, get some sunshine on us.
I know.
We sat out yesterday afternoon. That sun popped out real nice, and, you know, it really felt good just sitting out of the wind where you could feel that sunshine. But anyway, the bay looked absolutely empty Tuesday and Wednesday morning, I guess it was. And I looked out there, and it was just slick as glass. It looked like it was ice sheen over the whole mud bank. It wasn't even a bay. It was just mostly mud, how shallow the bays were. And there still are tides have been ran low for about a month now. You know, you're just running a little bit below normal, a little bit, maybe even a foot or two below normal down here. Every time I go to launch my boat at the boat ramp, you look over at the rocks on the side of the ramp, and you can see the tide line, and it's been 2 foot low, and it's just staying there, man. Of course, we had those bull tides, three storms this summer, and had water all around us, and now it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
Tides are finally
typical winter pattern, man.
It is, and we'll hit them one day and not hit them the next day. So, and I don't know what this is going to do. This might have ran them all down.
They'll probably be close to where you were catching them before. I mean, they were kind of in their winter haunts anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, sir.
Pretty much go back and do what you were doing before all this, and probably have success.
Well, we sure are, and I can't wait. I got my nephew coming out of coming out of Pearland tomorrow, and he'll come down. He's always fun. Captain Eric Hammond, he got his captain's license here recently. We need another captain out there, Captain Mickey.
Yeah, we need more of them.
we got
hundreds of them.
My next door neighbor got his, and then my nephew got his, and a good buddy got his. And well, I'm out of work now, man. they done shut me down, but it's all good. I pick and choose, and I get to fish plenty. And not lately, though, the way it's been. But anyway, I'll have you a report on Sunday, because like I said, we're going tomorrow, and I'll get you a good old report for Sunday morning.
Well, I didn't expect you to have much for me this morning with the week of weather we've had. I mean, it's been a pretty cold stretch, man. Been a week of it.
It's been a week of weird, I mean, not just winter. It's winter time. Yeah.
Real well.
But, yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you and get out after all this weather breaks and everything, give a number, Glenn, and give you a call.
Well, yes, sir. I look for the fish to be hungry, too, and we can go get them. 713-208-0683. Y'all have a great day, Captain Mickey, and I appreciate you, buddy.
Later, Glenn. See ya.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at rustyhookranch.com. That's rustyhookranch.com. com and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:18 here in the Bayou City on a Friday morning. All right, let's run up to Fayette County and check in with Mr. Bob Green, see what he's up to this morning. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, let's see, what am I up to this morning? I'm going to break ice out there in the goat pen where they try to drink. And I tell you what, the other morning I had to take stuff out there to break it around the pond, around the edges, because the ducks were out in the middle of it, swim around in a circle. Of course, you know, they could flop right out of there and walk across it, but yeah, they were having a good old time out there in the middle of that thing.
Yeah, they had water to sit on. They don't like that ice. They like water.
No. So I was afraid that goofy goat would turn around and walk out on it and fall, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to go out there to go get him, so... But no, I broke it around the edge, so he had a place to get a drink, plus what I took out there, heated water. I tell you, it's just, you know, it's just been one of those weeks. I mean, they have, you know, we had a death in the family last week, and we're just now going to be able to have the funeral Tuesday. Yeah, they've had to even put off that kind of stuff because of the freeze and the snow and stuff that. So. And then, of course, exciting day yesterday. Turned around and had a leak out there. I didn't just wait until the ground got a little softer and dug it all up and got it all fixed. And you turn around and there's a drip.
Got another one.
Oh, the same one. Just either the glue didn't hold or it was cold or didn't leave it long enough. So, anyway, that's in that like clay. It's a black tar looking stuff.
That old black gumbo.
That's it.
Nasty, man.
You take a shovel load and then you got to beat it against the fence post to get it off so you can get another shovel load. So, I was real careful with it to make sure I wouldn't have to do it but one time. And sure enough, you know, first thing this morning after the sun gets up and warms up a little bit, you know, we'll get out there and mess with it again.
Sounds like an afternoon project. It'll be nice this afternoon. You'll be in the 50s.
It'll be nice and warm, that's for sure.
It'll feel like a heat wave, brother.
Yeah, well, I should be going fishing this afternoon instead of messing with that pipe.
Exactly.
I tell you, my customers are kind of like me. They like about, maybe in the morning about 65, you know, cool, and then turn around and get up to about 72, you know, and then just stay out and enjoy it. But, no, I haven't even had a chance to go unless it was one afternoon, and we had the winds. It's just been a screwed-up week for
it has. It's been a for long
everything.
Stretch of cold weather, man.
But how'd you like that? Was it blanketed snow down there? I think it was all the way to Louisiana.
Man, we had a bunch in my area. You know, I think Baytown got the most in Harris County with about 5.5 inches. And then I'm kind of between there and Mont Bellevue, so I figure I had 5.
And then, but it looked like they got more down that way than we did up here because we had a blanket of about 3 inches is what it seemed like.
Right.
It was, you know, okay to play in, but at least it didn't have that wet, that rain and stuff to where the ice on the steps, you know, got on it. And, I mean, you could step on that dusty snow or snow like that and step on it.
You can grip good in that, but when it goes away and it all turns to ice, that's when you got to watch out. So, but I was prepared for this. I bought a couple of boxes of rock salt.
I did too.
and I was ready to go, bud.
Yeah. And then
litter works good too. You can use kitty litter, but the salt actually melts the ice, so
I tell you what, that little 3-pound Yorkie didn't like stepping on the ice crystals going down them steps. He just kinda tiptoed down like Miss Pris, you know. And she said, you're going to have to sweep this stuff off me to go up and down. Other than that, you're going to have to carry me up and down them stairs.
Right.
little spoiled rat. Well, maybe this coming week. I haven't even looked far enough ahead other than Tuesday is supposed to rain for the funeral instead of freezing. So I'll be headed back for Conroe again Tuesday. I've got some family coming in from the other side of Austin. You know, we'll get that taken care of finally. Like I say, this morning.
Well, at least y'all can have a funeral, you know, a normal one.
Yeah.
I remember back in COVID, they wouldn't even let you have a funeral.
Yeah, you know, we had a
nightmare. I know people have passed in that, but nobody could have a decent service for them. It was pretty bad.
Well, you couldn't even go to a family where they have them. We had one that was in one of the places where they couldn't leave, and it was just a mess.
And he couldn't even go visit them. It was terrible.
Yeah, and he passed away in a situation like that. It was just crazy.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, boy, I tell you. Oh well, they don't get to the bottom of it anymore because of the way things turned out. So we just had to. Well, I better not even start talking about that.
I know.
Forget it. It'd bring you down a nice, pretty morning.
Yeah, we'll leave that to the pros.
Yeah, let them go with it. Yeah, I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice, pretty sunny day. So we'll have a few clouds starting to show up in the afternoon, and a little bit cloudy tomorrow, partly cloudy. So,
man, I'm hoping, and I should be able to get on the water this coming week anyway. So
yeah,
maybe
that's
get
a far cry from this past week, man.
I didn't even have a desire. I mean, I walked by the boat and looked at it and say, I guess you really need to go put you in the water.
Few brave souls around here that ventured out and went fishing.
Really?
I'm just not that mad at them anymore.
No. I guess I should be. But like I say, I've already gotten my end of February and March, April and May, and got my records booked up for that.
Yeah, there you go.
And the ones that wait till the last minute are just going to have like a Monday and a Tuesday or a Friday. And I still don't do any weekends. I may go out there for fun on the weekends, but it don't have to fight with everybody. But still.
Right.
I'm guessing water temperature is 58. It could be even a little cooler than that. So, the way it's been, just depends on how much generating they're doing. And it looked like all three units were working.
Yeah, that'll help keep the water warm.
Yeah, and which way the wind blows depends on where. I mean, you can get three different temperatures, east, west, and solid west down toward the discharge. You're going to be warmer, whichever way the wind's blowing, it's going to be a little warmer. So
that ought to attract some fish, make them move into that, getting that warmer water.
And of course, I'm missing some of the what used to be my favorite jig and spoon time, our deep Carolina rigs or a drop shot, waiting on those fish to move when they're close to the banks that they're going to be going into to spawn. A lot of times they'll stack up out there, and you'll find that big bunch of them, and just keep working them. And of course, watching your electronics real close, get into them, you can have a really great day when you find them like that. And they'll come up from 50, about 20 feet, 18 to 20 feet, and if they've got eggs in them, you'll definitely notice that it kind of pushes a little bit of it out when you bring them up in that deep water like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really talked to any of my buddies this week because they're kind of in the same fix. Hey, it's just too nasty to go out there. I don't really care about fishing in deer hunting clothes, thick stuff. But I don't know. I'm clumsy enough without big legs on me and heavy gear. So
I'm with you.
And I don't guess there's much going on down there either.
No, it just got cold, man. Real cold. Our water temp got pretty cold, too. So,
what did it get to? It's a lot of times
the lowest I saw was day before yesterday morning, about, I guess it was the 5 or 6 o'clock update on that monitor. It was 35.4 or something like that. And then as the tide came in, it started warming up to near 40. But that's cold water for salt water, man. Real cold.
I was fixing to say, you haven't seen any floaters after something like that, do you?
It's too. Galveston, we don't get that, like, you know, down south. Our water's deeper, and it doesn't warm up as fast, and you're not going to get that air bladder inflating, you know, warmth that they get down south where those fish pop. And it just, I don't think it's going to be anything major. I'm sure we lost a few fish in certain areas. It just, you know, they don't leave. I mean, they just, that's where they're riding the winter out, and they're just, they get stuck in bad places. I had a listener yesterday, Tony G, sent me a couple of water temperature readings from over in Louisiana, and their water temperature got down to 32 around Delacroix and a couple of other places. That's cold. Yeah. That's fish kill right there for sure. But
I may have missed my guess on this water temp. It could be a little cooler than that. It's very seldom ever gets below, you know, that 58, 56 or anything like that.
That's pretty normal for a power plant lake like that.
Yeah.
But these cold temperatures don't affect those freshwater fish like it does saltwater fish. You know, our fish are tropical, you know. They're not made for that.
Well, I'm glad I'm not a fish, because I'm sitting here with a little fake heater going. It looks like a fire going on. So it just makes me feel warm just looking at it.
Well, I'll be glad when I can quit running my heater, man. My sinuses are dried out. Skin's dried out. I hate that. I hate that.
Well, heat. You know, when we had the old Dearborns, we used to set a pot of water on top of it.
Yeah.
and put a little moisture. But now these little electric heaters, they're cool to the touch all the way around. So,
right.
Yes, safety first. Things change. But it would put some moisture back in the air. You just about, you know, I guess you could run a humidifier or something like that, but. Oh, it'll all turn around pretty soon. Gosh, we're nearly to February. Yeah, and these fish are going to start moving to some of those spawning areas. So I heard somebody talking one morning about, I overheard them at a dinner at one of the restaurants, and they were talking about some fish, and they had caught a few on rattle traps and spinner baits and things like that. And there's fish like that going to be shallow. So it's just the idea of maybe catch some, you know, chasing some baits somewhere. If you catch them chasing baits, you can normally catch them with traps and things like that. So, but I'm ready for them to get in the shallows and start throwing them shaky heads and little floating baits of some kind, Cincos, things like that. Just to watch them swim off with it and give them a good hook set. I'm ready to bend that pole a little bit and stretch some line.
Yes, sir.
More ready for the better weather to go with it.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, I know what this morning's got. Whenever it gets brightened up and a little warm up, is going to go out there and get that done. I was lucky that I only had one pipe had a little leak in it, so I knew not to mess with it for that 5 days in there that we were going to have the freezes. And I think it didn't freeze here until about 4 o'clock this morning, or 2 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah.
So it'll be back up above freezing by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So, and I think that's it for that for a while.
We're not going to freeze down here on the coast this morning, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I got too many little faucets got to leave dripping because somebody crazy it put before I moved here didn't wrap any of the pipe behind the heaviest cabinets in the world, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to leave a little dripping on it. Waste a little water, but it's a whole lot better than 10,000 busted pipes.
Yeah, you got your own well, huh?
Well, the well, we're on county water, but my well that I ran into the goat pen, and I was going to run it into the pond a little bit to have oxygenated and all a little bit, and it quit working. So that's why I'm carrying bales of water out there to them. So. Of course, I'm only down to one goat now. The little female passed away, so now it's just a pet.
Wow.
And I go out there now. You know how these goats, they'll rear up and they'll hit heads and stuff like that. And he decided he was going to do that with me yesterday. I said, no, I wouldn't do that, buddy. No, that stupid goat heavy enough, he could break a leg.
Knock you for a loop, buddy.
Oh, yeah, and then I got to crawl around to a fence post, pull myself back up.
A good goat will do that.
Yeah.
Like that old saying, a good goat will do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Everything's good. Fishing's going to get better. Actually, fishing is going to get really better. And just, you know. Getting everything down the road, it's just I'm not yet.
Yeah. Well. All right, Bob.
It's 72 degrees.
If somebody wants to call you about getting in the spring up at Fayette County, give them a number, buddy.
All right. It's 281-092-00 or Fayette County Bastion.com. Come on up. Well, holler.
All right, bud. See you, Bob. Thank you. All right, later. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 439 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning. Good morning, Tommy. What's up?
Man, what's up, Mickey?
Oh, nothing. Just loving the weather break for a change.
Man, it's been a brutal week this week. Boy, it was cold.
Yeah, I'm not made for this.
No, that's what I was just saying. It just ain't me. I just don't like it. I like cold.
It's not coastal living anymore when it's like that.
Once it gets in the 30s or less, I don't like it.
No, I'm with you. You and a lot of folks.
50s is fine, but you start getting 30s now.
It's just not fun.
It ain't fun anymore.
No.
Makes it not fun, but I think we're about 33 or 32 right now here.
Yeah.
I was thinking it wasn't supposed to get that cold last night. I was thought we were, that part was over a little bit.
Well, some areas will, you know, have a light freeze this morning, but right down on the coast, I think Galveston's 41 this morning.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, when I left my house, I think it was around 37, 36.
See, my porch says 33.
Yeah, you're pretty a little chilly. North from the bay. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty chilly. With the, it looks like about a 10, 12 mile an hour north wind. Maybe it's blowing a little bit.
Yeah.
Not hard, but it's blowing.
Yeah, everything's wind directions are northerly. It's going to go southeast this afternoon.
Good. That's good. I'd like to try to fish tomorrow. I don't know. See what it's like out there, what's going on.
Right. How cold does your water get? Do you stay on top of them temperatures down there?
I didn't go out there personally, but I talked about three different people that did go mess around, and I heard the lowest I heard was like 39.
Yeah, I saw 39.1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a buddy of mine, a reliable source, said. He said he saw 39 any day. And then I talked to another guy that said 40 and 41 is what. Mm. So anywhere from 39 to 41 is what I heard.
Yeah.
But a good buddy of mine said he saw like 39.3 or something like that.
Right. Well, I bet those turtles are taking it on the chin.
Yeah. He said he didn't see any, but you know they're there somewhere. I mean, he did see some trout, but down towards the east end of the bay. And that's another thing, too. I heard mixed reports on that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's going to be a few on that east end. There always is.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Pringle Lake and, you know, Port O'Connor. There's always going to be some fish in there that they stay in there and they're not going to make it. It's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be where I saw the most at was the east end.
Yeah.
You know, and then another guy said another guy said he saw several dead croaker on the west end floating, but he said he didn't see any trout, just dead croaker and a couple redfish.
Well, that's good.
And then everybody that went west of us didn't see, right, it's better than trout. And I talked to a couple guys that went west of us, and they didn't really see anything, you know, nothing dead west of us.
Right.
You know, south, I guess they south of us, nothing dead south of us.
Right.
But I heard. I only talked to one guy that went south of us, but he said he didn't see anything. Everything seemed to be, that I heard kind of was, you know, from us, Freeportish, kind of that stretch that I heard people saw stuff. You know, basically East Bay to Freeport or Christmas Bay. I heard a few people saw fish down in Christmas Bay area. A couple redfish and drum. I heard a few little reports like that.
Yeah, that's early yet.
The worst trout report I heard was Mitchell's Cuts. The guy said he saw some dead trout around Mitchell's Cut in that east end.
Yeah, that's always with any big cold snap like that. It's usually the main area you hear about them every time.
But I haven't personally went and looked, but tomorrow, I'll be out there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get my own judgment and see what the water is, temps is tomorrow anyway.
Well, we're going to get a warm-up, so, boy, they ought to be snapping in that warm-up.
Do a little fish. Yeah, I did hear, you know, I did get a report fishing-wise down south. They caught some big ones yesterday. A buddy of mine caught some good fish yesterday. But I'm talking about way south of us, you know, down south.
Yeah.
They caught some good fish yesterday. So they were biting down there. So that's a good sign, I guess.
Yes. Well, they didn't get near as cold as we did.
No, they didn't get, right. I mean, we had snow on. I mean, our dunes were snowed over.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. The bridge. I mean, people were sending me pictures of snow all on our bridge and all kinds of stuff. I don't know exactly how much snow we got at my house, but we definitely got quite a bit. I mean, it was pretty deep.
Yeah, and the closer to the coast you got, the more snow you had.
we got quite a bit, yeah, at our house. It was pretty impressive, actually.
Right.
For snowfall for around here, you know.
Yeah, something we don't. It's not a normal occurrence.
No, the kids loved it.
Yes, all the dogs and the kids, they had a blast in it.
Yeah. Except little dogs. Little dogs don't like it.
No, you know.
Big dogs love it.
Yeah, they do.
But I really don't have any fishing reports or anything. Just nobody.
Not many people do right now.
Not
Tom.
Many people, yeah.
we can talk about 2 weeks ago or something, but current fishing reports are pretty slim right now, which is understandable.
I was pretty glad to not be out there this week.
No, I'm with you.
But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming up, happening. It seems like a lot of tournaments starting now, bass tournaments, every kind of tournaments, all pretty much starting to go off.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a tournament. What was it? They just had a tournament a couple days. When was that tournament? They just had one on Rayburn.
Right.
And that was pretty big weights, I heard. One team had 37 pounds, but they got DQ'd.
Oh.
I guess they would have won it, what I heard, but they got DQ'd. Apparently, the guy guided within the 30 day. There was a no guide. He couldn't guide trip within 30 days or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he had guided, like, it was a real technicality. I heard he guided on the, he thought it was the 30th day. He guided 30 days away, exactly 30 days.
Right.
And apparently, the way it said is within 30 or 30 and within or something. He missed it by like one day.
Yeah.
But they got DQ'd and they had 37 pounds.
Well, that stinks.
I don't know who they are. That's just what I heard. But I heard there were a few pretty big weights. And even on Conroe, the tournament, they had Conroe, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks ago. And there was, I don't know, the top five. To get in the top five, you had to have over 22 pounds, I think.
Yeah.
Just to get in the top five. So that was pretty good weights going on.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. Pretty nice.
Yeah. So everything's happening. We just got to get this weather out of here.
Well,
that's it. You know, see what happens. Hopefully, is it supposed to be warmer next week?
Yes. Yeah, we're in a warming trend. We're going to get some rain starting Sunday and early next week. So it's going to rain a little bit.
Gotcha. But at least it'll be warmer. I think I got maybe two trips next week. Hopefully it gets doable.
It's looking that way.
I don't know what. I think Wednesday and Friday or something like that. I'm supposed to fish next week. And then tomorrow.
Well, there may. I'm sure y'all will have that big-time intercoastal redfish run after this.
Yeah, I heard that, too. That's another report I saw. Somebody said there was a bunch of stunned redfish in the intercoastal down east, you know, east of us.
They were stunned? Probably from the tugboat.
They said they were swimming around, but they looked stunned, what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know exactly where, but it was in the intercoastal, you know, east of us, and they said that they looked stunned swimming around redfish.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's what it was.
Well, I hope they make it. It warms up a little bit. They'll be back to normal. They'll be hungry, hungry.
Yeah. Oh, you know they will be. They're going to be hungry as soon as it warms up. As soon as they get back to normal. Definitely.
Yeah.
They'll be snapping.
Tomorrow it's supposed to be up to 57 for a high and then like 64 in the mid to upper 60s and even 72 by next Thursday. So that's going to help.
Okay.
That'll help.
Tomorrow. You said tomorrow's what?
57 for a high.
57?
Yeah. Mm. So probably on the bay out there where you're going to be fishing, it'll be probably about 53 to 54.
Yeah.
Because of the cold water.
Yeah.
That wind went southeast a little bit yesterday afternoon at my house, and I mean, it dropped the temperature big time because that big old bay, Trinity Bay, is so ice cold right now. And man,
it blew it right over you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blew it on you.
I'd go outside in the sun. It was fine. But, boy, when that wind went southeast, you better put a coat on. Blowing that cold air off the bay.
We're not going to go early tomorrow. We're going to wait until about 9 or 10 and go.
Right.
Do a midday or an afternoon deal.
Well, that's probably a good idea because your warmest part of the day is probably going to be your best bite now.
That's what I was thinking.
As cold as it got, no doubt.
Midday or early afternoon
or
afternoon. I don't think there's any sense in going out there at daylight. Probably don't
Sometimes
matter.
Sometimes early bird doesn't get the worm.
Not always.
Not always.
Not when it's this conditions.
Right.
Not right. Like this. That's summertime deal, yes, but not like this so much.
Well, those fish in the river ought to be okay.
Hopefully. It got a little muddy, you know, right before this freeze. It
got
all
covered. Yeah, that rain from that other front. Yeah,
right.
You got a little runoff that came down. But
I know.
I'm sure it was good underneath. It was just on
top.
It
probably was. The top looked a little funky, but, yeah, it probably was fine underneath. Hopefully they just stayed in there because there was a lot of fish in there. There was a lot of fish in that river. So yeah, hopefully they just stayed. It didn't, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping. I hope it didn't wash them out before, right before the freeze. Hopefully they just, or they got in that diversion canal and they stayed in there.
Right.
We'll just have to see.
Yeah, they get under that real cold water, getting that deeper, you know, deeper.
Yeah.
Middle of the river.
Yeah.
Things will be
that diversion's fine, you know. It's
man, I'm trying to remember what year it was. We pulled a freeze. I don't know. It got real cold like this, and boy, that river was red hot. I mean, everybody was just pounding on them. It was crazy. It was back in the 80s. I can't remember what year it was.
Yep. That diversion canal used to be, it used to get just awesome.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It got really, I mean, go back. I mean, I still catch fish in it, don't get me wrong, but it's not like it used to be. Well, you know, we used to just troll down those banks and just catch big trout in the winter. I mean, that diversion was awful.
Same thing in the Brazos, too. Remember the Brazos? Yeah. We used to turn out some really giant fish in cold weather like this.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, all those rivers used to get really, really have some big trout. Yeah, I can remember being like teenager, or not teenager, but long time ago, and just floating down the diversion, catching, you know, 4 and 5, 6 pound trout. Good fish. Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
But I don't seem to do that as much anymore. There's days that you catch them in there.
Right.
But I don't catch the big ones like I used to in there. You know, more, it's just keepers more so now.
Right.
I don't know what changed it. Maybe, I don't know if there's a Bragg's cut. I don't know what exactly changed it as far as the size of them in there. But
well, it's just, you know, times we've been through here lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the populations we don't have like we used to. But hopefully this won't hurt us any, and we can continue on to keep growing a fishery up and down this coast, get it back to the standards we like.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Oh, well. All right, man. Well, I wish you the best. We'll be able to talk more about fish catching next week. Hopefully everybody will be able to get out with a better weather, good break coming, and get some fish going, man.
Yeah, I should be out there at least twice before we talk again. So.
Okay. Well, good deal. All right, Tommy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you about coming over and fishing with you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
Yes, sir. On Facebook, I'm under Tommy Alexander, but my phone's the best. 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Well, you have a good weekend. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir, Mickey. And y'all take it easy.
See you,
stay warm.
All right. That's Tommy Boy Alexander. Down in Matagorda, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.